Anyone familiar with Czech photography in recent years will have come across the name of Adolf Zicka, highly respected in the world of fashion for his commercial and artistic photography. At 36, Zicka has represented the Leica Gallery in France, has shot campaigns for major brand name clients, and done shoots for glossy magazines, including Playboy. The photographer makes no secret of the female form as being his most important inspiration. Currently, he has been putting together a final selection of work, including some of his best-known images, for a major retrospective at Prague's Old Town Hall. That upcoming exhibition and the first 15 years of the photographer's career are the subject of today's panorama.
Klasický postup českého fotografa. Já jsem začal v Německu.
I used to be described as one of the Czech Republic's young up-and-coming photographers, but the other day I realized 15 years have already gone by. The show at the Old Town Hall, which is one of the best exhibit areas now due to the high number of tourists, will be my first major show in the Czech Republic. Years ago, I got my start doing commercial commissions in Germany, and I was represented in other shows, including Paris. But this will be my first one here.
The exhibit in July will feature what are surely some of Mr. Zicka's catchiest photos, including many nudes from the 2006 publication Luxurious Luminescence. Many of his images of women are striking, including Escape from Prison, featuring a model perched lightly on her toes on the edge of a seven-story building in Prague.
She was a Czech model working in Paris who flew in for the job. The picture was shot early in the morning. She was a bit groggy from her flight a day earlier, and I was focused on the shot. Neither of us really thought about the danger, seven stories above the ground, at the edge of this dome on the roof. When I'm shooting, I forget my fear of heights, and I too was perched only against the tiles. There was no safety backup. It kind of only sank in later, when we went for an early breakfast.
Like all of Zicka's artistic work, the photo is black and white and is shot on negative. Another well-known image by the photographer is Peak. The model's doe-eyed look, the picture's graininess and natural light, make it difficult to place. It might have been shot in the 1960s.
One of the things they took note of abroad, especially in Spain and Portugal, is that a lot of my photos have a timeless quality. Some of the pictures you can't tell when they were taken. They feel like the 1970s or 60s. One, called Olympic Idea, was bought by a collector of Leni Riefenstahl. The pose and angle reminded him of work she did in the 1930s. I have gradually realized the quality of timelessness is something I should always try to capture, even if I wanted to leave it behind. At one point I wanted to change styles, but my publisher balked at the idea.
Zicka's approach is one that has won him admirers both in the Czech Republic and abroad. He has also gradually broadened his portfolio to include major clients. More recent projects have included photographing the world of Formula One, as well as taking on a project called One Year in My Life, documenting the daily experiences of the photographer over 365 days. From the exotic to the mundane, from travel to success to tragedy, such as a death in the family. The book is now in the works, once again, Adolf Zicka.
A já jsem si říkal, super, tak tady mám teď Leiku, maličko, kompakt.
The idea was to photograph a year in my life, which some people might find interesting. 4 months in, I was really sorry I had taken on such a burden. The rules I set included choosing 9 photographs per day. That 9 were chosen from around 120 shots. Add to that the fact that I'm not an exhibitionist, and also, unlike many photographers, I never shoot on the street. It was different. One thing that was fascinating was that when I look at the shots now, they evoke everything that happened on given days. Everything. If I asked you what you did 4 months ago on Monday, you'll know how difficult that is.
Z Zika's professional work has taken the photographer to hundreds of exotic locations around the world, from the coast of Indonesia to the coasts of Africa. Unlike photographers like the late legend Helmut Newton, Adolf Zika sees his use of landscape as symbiotic. He doesn't want to displace nudes or create jarring images by putting them in unlikely settings, but rather pitch his nudes against natural surroundings, a crag of rock, the desert, the sea. And that's only one part of the equation, he admits. Sexuality is another. As a photographer, what he finds most attractive is the look.
A lot of photographers plan their shots in advance, but I leave it a lot up to spontaneity. You start out and the first shots are never all that great, but then you direct the model until something clicks and you know you've got it. Once I know it's on the roll, I don't shoot many more. I know it's there and that's it. As for what's sexy, it's always a look or a glance. Some might think that there was something going on between the model and the photographer, but you'll only get that if you have an absolute trust. As a professional, I can tell you, if there was something going on, you'd never get that look.
Adolf Zika has come a long way in 15 years as a photographer. In many ways, his story is remarkable, whether shooting with well-known catwalk stars like Simona Krajnova or anonymous models. Years before, he thought his focus would be entirely different. He was twice national junior champion in judo, a discipline he once thought would take him to the Olympics, before he came to the realization the sport was no longer what he wanted in life. Nevertheless, judo was important when times were tough when he was starting out, and it continues to be useful.
I never knew I would end up in this field. I thought I was going to be an athlete. Although I still had a ways to go, things were lined up for the World Championships and the Olympics. I was beating guys then who later went on to both. Now my eldest son, who is 9, practices judo and has 4 national medals. As for me, judo taught me discipline. I still rely on it in my work. Some artists take off on holiday without a moment's notice, but I prefer not to. I could take off too, but I don't.
Byť nejsem zaměstnaný u nikoho, naopak můžu dělat, co chci, tak tohle nedělám.